In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 17. May His blessing be with us all. Amen. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. For you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, don't be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Glory be to God. Amen. On Saturday, God's will, it will be the Feast of the Apostles. When we celebrate the Feast of the Apostles, in fact, we have to make a kind of revision or to make re-evaluation to our life. Are we truly living with the Spirit who works in those disciples? If we want to follow them and to realize or fulfill our message here in this world, as we are children of the Lord Jesus Christ, or children of God the Father, what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do? The Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, came here in this world to realize or to fulfill the prophecies. If we look to the prophecies in the Old Testament, all the prophets were, in fact, they concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come and bring human being as one bride, and he is her groom. Before he was crucified, he took the 3 disciples, as we heard in Matthew 17, And he took them on the mountain, a high mountain called Tabor, and he revealed his glory. He discovered his reality, but according to the what can those disciples accept? It was too hard, or it is impossible to any creature, even the heavenly hosts, to discover the depth of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he revealed himself to Moses, Elijah, as representative of the Old Testament, to Peter, John, and Jacob, or James, He revealed himself not to glorify him or just to discover his reality, but he revealed himself to them so that they may become the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of the Revelation, as Saint John was in the exile, and he has no authority or power or chance to serve in the church because he was in the exile, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the first chapter of the Revelation, revealed himself to Saint John. He wanted to tell him, I am the groom of the church. I work on behalf of this bride, my bride, so that she may become icon of me. Then when we celebrate the Feast of the Apostles, and if we ask the apostles now in the paradise, what do you want from us when we celebrate your feast? They would say, as we became icon of the Lord, we hope every believer to be also an icon of the Lord and to share the Lord himself, his characteristics. At first, the representatives of Moses and Elijah, when he revealed himself, why he didn't send Adam or Abraham, the father of the believers, or Isaiah, the prophet, who spoke too much about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why he sent only Moses and Elijah? Was it the difference between Moses and Elijah and all other men of God in the Old Testament? The difference between those two and all the believers, they only fasted for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking. What does it mean? It means as they fasted and they saw me on the mountain of Horeb or the mountain of Sinai, and they entered in dialogue with me, I want to tell you that the aim or the end of all worship is the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we fast, we ask, oh, for how long we will fast? What prayers we recite in the fasting? We want every day to have a liturgy and to enjoy to receive the communion, and so on. The core of our worship is to see the Lord Jesus Christ, to discover his reality, so that we may become his icon, or at last we ask him to work in us by his Holy Spirit, so that we may be renewed day by day to become in his icon or in his image and at his likeness. This means now, if we want to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ or children of God or to be true believers or to fulfill our message, we have to ask for the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine any person, his wife or his bride in Egypt, and he is here in Canada. And they are speaking to each other. And when she starts to speak, she says, "Oh, thank you for all your gifts. I received your gifts." But she didn't say, "I miss you. I want to see you." What do you think about this relation? If he asks, "Oh, can I come and visit you? I will make surprise and will come within 2 weeks to see you in Egypt." She said, "No, no, no. The price of the ticket can send some gifts by its price. What about this bride or this wife?" This is what we do with the Lord. We are not eager to see him. We want, "Can you grant us success, health, good time, fun, and so many things." But we do not ask, we want to see you. We love you. We are waiting for the time when you will come and we will be with you on the cloud. And we be united or see you face to face and share you your glory. This is our goal. Many of the believers complain that they feel there is no love in their life. Why? Because the goal is not clear. Why I am worship God? Why I read the Bible? Why I practice mataniyat, kneelings? Why I practice fasting? Why I obey his commandments like giving alms or forgiving others or love our enemies? Because I love my Lord. I want to see him. I want to be in contact with him. When Jeremiah, who in fact was full of pain, and he always was weeping because he saw by his eyes the exile of his people when the Babylonians or Chaldeans came and took them to the exile, the people. In his lamentation in chapter 3, he said, "Your mercies are new every morning." How is it? You have very bad news because the king was killed and his children was killed and the people, especially the noblemen and their families, were taken to Babylon. He said, "But always I see you, I enjoy, and I am in pleasure that there is a kind of unity and sharing or mutual love between you and me." Then we are in need, if we want to celebrate the Feast of the Apostles, that every morning we ask God, "Can you reveal yourself to me? You are my satisfaction. You are my food, heavenly food. You are my joy. You are my glory. You are my inheritance. You are everything in my life. Without you, I can't be satisfied. In you, I am not in need of anything because you are everything to me." Then this is the first thing if we want to celebrate the feast or to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second thing, if we look, that is disciples, Peter and James and John. Peter, in fact, St. Peter was very zealous with working, always want to love God and so on. Peter was a symbol of faith, although he denied the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times when he was in trial. After he denied the Lord three times, and he, on his way to leave the court, the Lord Jesus Christ looked to him, and St. Peter looked to the Lord. What happened? He fell through this vision. He saw the Lord, and the Lord was looking to him. All his heart was inflamed by love. When the Lord Jesus Christ met him after the resurrection, what about the confession of St. Peter? He said, "Oh Lord, I am very sorry because I denied you three times, and I do that and that and that." His confession was in his heart, and the Lord asked him, "Do you love me more than your brethren?" What was the answer? "You know I love you. You know. You know my heart. You are looking to my inner man. I love you." But he didn't complete more than the other brethren because he became humble after what he did by denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we have to imitate St. Paul. In our confession, truly we confess that we are sinners. But before I speak about my sins, as St. Augustine and St. John Chrysostom asked us, before I speak about my sins, I have to reveal a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God for all what he has done to me. You chose me. You fill my heart with the Holy Spirit through baptism and Mairun or chrismation. You guide me by your Holy Spirit. You grant me to be a member of your church. You grant me to receive your body and your blood, the precious blood, and so on. We have to be very thankful. And then, although you love me, I have my faults. But what more powerful, what more stronger, the work of the grace or the work of the sins? Surely the work of the grace of God more and more and more strength than the work or the effect of sin. Unfortunately, many of the believers focus their eyes on their sins. It is good to confess that we are sinners, but at the same time, you are the forgiver of sins. I remember once I was in the church, and there was very small class for the young children, and I noticed the teacher was speaking about the confession, and he started to speak how we are sinners, that's good, how to every night we remember what we done, that's good, to pray and to ask forgiveness, but in focus only on his sin, on our sins. Then I said, how can I leave this class in this way after he spoke about sin and never spoke about Jesus Christ? I started to speak with them. What is the meaning of repentance? All of them said, to remember your sins, to confess it before the Lord and with Abuna. And they stopped. I said, no. Before you remember your sins, you have, at first you reveal, I want to be united with you. Jude confessed that he committed sin, but he committed also suicide because he had no hope. St. Peter denied the Lord 3 times, although the Lord revealed to him that he would deny him. But in fact, his heart was full of love. He wanted to return to God. And the parable which the Lord Jesus Christ gave us in chapter 15 from the Gospel according to St. Luke. The sinner's son, what he did? He remembered his sins, but he looked to his father and he had said, I have to return to my father. Truly I am sin, I am a sinner and I have sins, but the heart of my father is very wide and he is waiting for me. And this is what happened. He found his father running towards him, embraced him, and he made special party for his return. And he said, he was dead, now he became alive. Then when we are looking to our repentance, or we speak with any person on repentance, we have to look to the Lord as we return to him. St. James was known that he was very righteous. Then when we speak about St. Peter, we have to be full of faith. When we speak about James, we have to reveal this faith through our behavior. For John is well known as he was a symbol of love. Then faith and hope and love. Faith and hope and love. How can practically be like those 3 disciples? At first, before they was on their way to the top of the mountain, they were in the companionship of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in need all the day to ask God, I want to be very close to you. If I am in the church, if I am in my house, if I am in my work, while I am worshiping God in my private room, even while I am dreaming, I ask him, can you come? I want to take you in my bosom, and I be in your bosom. You are mine, I am yours. You are my beloved, and I am your beloved. This is the relationship between us and between the Lord Jesus Christ, or between God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They ascend on the mountain to the top. According to Saint Paul, he felt every day he was ascending in more and more glory. Receiving glory is not static. Receiving glory is dynamic. There is movement, unceasingly movement towards heaven, unceasingly movement to be in the bosom of God, unceasing movement to share the heavenly hosts their worship. Every day I feel as I am called to be lifted up and to share the angels, archangels, the cherubim and the seraphim, their worship. Therefore, we feel hope. We'll never be in this to be in despair because always we are looking to heaven and to our eternal recompense. They were with the Lord. They climbed until the top of the mountain, and they saw the Lord Jesus Christ among the two prophets, Elijah and Moses, and they were the three disciples. Two from the Old Testament, three from the New Testament. What does it mean? It means that the church, or the Catholic Church, sometimes we translate the word Catholic by universal. I remember in a conference, the Archbishop of Greece said, and the theologians from Athens, they said, this translation is not complete. We asked why. He said, the Greek word Catholic doesn't mean just universal. I can be, or the church can be Catholic, although somebody here on this world, here in this world, and others in the paradise, and the others will come in the future. Then Catholic is not just mass of believers gathered together, like the World Council of Churches or any council. No. Catholic means even while you are at your private room and you stretch your hand, you feel you are in fact you are not separated from all the believers from Adam till the end of ages. And thus when you pray on behalf of the whole church. There is no separation between the Old Testament and the New Testament. All the believers who will receive the kingdom of God, the eternal kingdom of God, they receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the reward. In the book of Revelation, yesterday I was speaking on Revelation chapter 5, the heavenly hosts, the four living creatures, the 24 incorporeal priests, thousands and thousands and ten thousands of the angels were praising God. What they said? They said, oh, thank you, O Lord, for you bought us by your blood and saved us. Do you believe the heavenly hosts were in need to be saved? They didn't commit a sin. They were not in need that the Lord be crucified on their behalf. But when they felt that the believers, the human being who believed in the Lord, became like angels of God and shared them in praising God, and share them in the eternal glory, then they said, what you gave them as a gift, we received it. When they became sanctified, we become like we become sanctified. Then in fact, we are in need. As the heavenly host was giving, or still are giving hymns on our behalf, we have to do the same thing. When you find somebody repents, then said, oh, I am repent, because he is my brother, and we together will share the heavenly glory. I hope truly that in this feast we have this attitude, as I said before, that we become the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask him every morning and every night to accompany us, and we accompany him, and to practice the mutual love between him and us. Also, we look to the church as universal, and all the heavenly hosts are members of the church, and we are members of the same church. Sometimes we say we have two churches, church of angels, church of human beings, but in fact they are one church. The members are some the heavenly hosts and the others human beings. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to taste or to have the experience of this feast and to be truly the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. Any question?
Thank you, Abuna. Thank you so much. We thank Abuna very much because at least he remembers us from time to time. And although it's not frequent as we expect, but the quality that he gives us covers a long of time. But again, we say we are greedy. We need the quality and the quantity as well. So we ask his very reverend to make it more often, to give us this blessing from time to time, and to give us spiritual boost like we had tonight. Thank you, Abuna. And I had if Abuna wants to leave for Montreal, but I don't think it would be any easy for you tonight. And Masharif, how is the rain outside now? Still the storm? Pray to the, for the storm to still. We want the, for the first time, we want the storm to remain more. Tonight, at least.
Any
thanks,
questions,
Abuna. We
or
need
comments.
Your prayer. Do you have any question to Abuna, please? If you have any question, feel free.
Saturated.
Salina, that's it.
God, Holy Mighty, Holy Mortal, who was born of the Virgin, mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mortal, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Mortal, who was crucified for our sake, of mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Mortal, who was rose from the dead and ascended into heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy. O Holy Trinity, have mercy. O Lord, fill me with your wisdom, to the Son, be for us. Our Father and the brethren of our fallen city reports with them. Oh, our sinless was in the Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us all. Amen.
In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you granted us to be your children. And you bought us by your precious blood so that we may be sanctified by your Holy Spirit and to be the heavenly bride and to share in the heavenly glory. Thank you because you make us very, very close to your angels and archangels and all the heavenly hosts, the cherubim, the principalities, the authorities, and all of them. We are waiting to see the last day when you will come, and you, by a word, we will be risen from the graves and become the bride who will be on the cloud with you. We are waiting to see the procession of this heavenly wedding and how we will be in the bosom of the Father and how even the heavenly hosts glorify you, for you changed our nature from being of mud and earth, and we become in a spiritual situation. Thank you because you will sanctify our bodies, our souls, our spirits, and you grant us to be with you eternally. We hope and we trust in your work in our life. We are waiting to see also your work on behalf of all mankind, especially the fanatic Muslims and those who persecute the church, especially in the East and in the Middle East. We ask you for those who deny your coming or denying your existence, those who trust in themselves and in their arms and not trust in you. You can change everyone to make us like the angels of God. Through the prayers of Saint Mary, all the apostles and disciples and the prophets and all the heavenly hosts, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but for thine the kingdom, power, glory, forever. Amen. محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم امضوا بسلام سلام الرب معكم